Teachers, I recently had a student say something absolutely hilarious to me, and I wonder if you've ever heard something like this. It happened to be a Tuesday, and a student walked up to me, and I said to the student, "Hey, hope you have a terrific Tuesday." And they looked at me and said, "Miss Genta, Tuesdays have less personality than any other days of the week." I heard that. I laughed, and then I paused to ask a really important question. I said, "What do you mean by that?" And the student went on to explain that on Monday, they're feeling motivated because it's the weekend. On Wednesday, they're like, hump day. Thursday, they said it starts to feel a little bit thrilling because we're nearing the end of the week, and they're like, Friday. Friday's just fun. But then there's Tuesday. Less personality than the rest of the week. And whether or not we believe that to be true as teachers doesn't matter, because if students believe that to be true, then we get a chance to transform Tuesdays. And that's exactly what I want to talk about in today's episode. I'm going to walk you through a lesson that I used in my own classroom with my own students that truly transformed a Tuesday into something that was incredible. It got kids talking, it got kids participating, and it is so easy to implement. In fact, I think there's a really easy theme that we can gradually start to roll out in our schools that would absolutely make it awesome. So if you feel like Tuesdays don't have much personality and you are wanting to try something really easy with students, then you're in the right place. Let's get into this episode. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Teachers, the incredible idea that I'm about to share with you is perfect for any grade level, any subject area, any ability level, because it can absolutely transform your Tuesday or your Wednesday or your Thursday. Hell, you can implement this idea on any day of the week. And I promise it's what you need as a teacher and what our students need as kids. And I call it Take a Listen Tuesday. Take a Listen Tuesday is all about, one, us listening to what kids have to say while we listen to a song. Students love music, and I think we underutilize this as a teachable resource in classrooms. I understand that music can be wildly inappropriate for some age groups depending on what song you choose, but I think transforming music is something that can absolutely be differentiated based off of the style of music that your kids like and their age and their ability and how deep we can dive into the lyrics. So what I want to do in this episode is tell you about Take a Listen Tuesday, which is a chance for us to talk about important things that are happening. In fact, I want to take a step back and tell you that I did this exact lesson with students during our word of the month, which it was courage. Every single month, my school picks a specific theme word that I have curated on a calendar based off of the SEL needs of students. I'm the social and emotional learning teacher in my elementary building, And so every single Wednesday, I get the chance to do full group lessons with every student in the school. But throughout the rest of the week, I'm doing one-on-one SEL lessons, small group lessons. And so this can be implemented at any day of the week. It doesn't have to be a Tuesday, but Take a Listen Tuesday sounds so good. And later on in the episode, I'm going to show you the exact roadmap on how you would never have to plan a single SEL lesson for your students, for your school, for the rest of the year. Okay? But for right now, let's talk about this Tuesday lesson. The theme that I had selected for the month was courage. And I did that intentionally because I think it's an easy thing to differentiate for every single student and their age group. But for this particular week, I was using a song study with third graders. Now, I've done song studies with 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, all the way into high school, but this particular lesson I did with third graders. And I started with a very simple question that you could pose to your students as well, is when was the last time that you did something that required courage? And when you ask that question to kids, you'll get lots of different responses. For example, when asking that same question to younger students, they might say something, when I tried a new food, a student told me that they had eaten peas and they drew a little picture of themselves falling over because they had felt like they were gonna die because they tried peas. But they were courageous and they tried it and that made their adults happy. And then for a lot of students, they ended up liking it. For some students, when talking about courage, it was being courageous to raise their hand and participate in class. They stepped outside of their comfort zone to actually ask a question or share something with other students. And that brought me to the next question, which was, why is it important for us to step outside of our comfort zone? I think these are just like really simple questions that we need to ask our students more often. Social and emotional learning gets way too complicated sometimes. And you know who overcomplicates it? We do, okay? Society does. And it is really about pausing for people and saying, let's talk about courage. When have you been courageous? Why is it important to actually step outside of our comfort zone? And I think we can start those conversations with elementary students. I do it weekly. And I think that we need to continue those conversations into and throughout high school, because it doesn't matter whether you are 6 or 16, our social and emotional development and our social and emotional needs continue to grow and they continue to change. And we have to actually be willing to engage in those conversations. And that's why I love something as simple as Take a Listen Tuesday, because I'm asking introductory questions and then we listen to a song. And I want to give you a couple of examples of songs that I have used for this exact lesson. One of them's kind of old school because I'm a millennial teacher. When we were talking about courage and stepping outside of your comfort zone, I busted out You Gotta Be by Desiree. Do you remember that bop? You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be strong. You gotta be tough. Do you remember this song? An absolute millennial banger. I love it. And I used that song, not the music video. That would have been too cringy for middle school and high school students, but I did use the lyric video. And I told them in advance, be open-minded because you're going to hear this song and you're going to be like, oh my God, what is this? You've probably never heard it, but it's a bop. And I need you to know that this bop was cool when I was your age. I had it on cassette. I entered, no shit, I entered a talent show as a fifth grader with the song You Gotta Be. And we absolutely wore denim shorts and matching tank tops and bandanas and had motions and actions and the whole bit. And we performed it in the talent show in our gymnasium for all like 82 students to see. Did we get first place? No, we got robbed because somebody got on the stage with a guitar and played Wild Thing. Okay, that's neither here nor there, but maybe I needed a second to talk through that trauma and drama from fifth grade. I'm not being silly, but I am being silly. This is exactly the kind of space that we need to open up for students, because when we listen to a song and we watch the lyric video, not the music video, when we watch the lyric video, it gives us a chance to not just hear the song, but actually see the words and connect with the words. And once we are done listening to the song, a really powerful question that we can ask, so simple, is, what was your favorite lyric? What line stood out to you? What part of the song is most memorable? Was there something in the song that you didn't quite understand? And we start just engaging in dialogue about the lyrics. That is a super simple, free, powerful thing that we can do. Now, I did this, as I said, with elementary students this year, and I did not choose Desiree, You Gotta Be. I chose a very popular song for kids, especially right now. Zootopia has made a very popular comeback now that there are a series of Zootopia movies. And so I went with Shakira, Shakira. I did Try Everything, because that song is also a banger. And guess what the song Try Everything is about? It's about having courage. It's about overcoming your fears. It is about stepping up and stepping out and saying, I am willing to try everything. And can I tell you that elementary students watched the lyric video and were able to come up with some incredibly powerful statements from the song. In fact, I want to share these with you, because there were so many things that popped up during that Take a Listen Tuesday that, I'll be honest, I did on a Wednesday because I wanted to do this on a full group day. So I did a full group lesson on a Wednesday with third graders, and here's what they were saying. Sometimes we mess up, but we have to start again. I always get up to see what's next. Nobody learns without getting something wrong. When we reach the end, we have to start again. That even though I tried, I could still fail. But we have to look how far we've come, and we can't beat ourselves up. Those are all thoughts that swirled around a third grade conversation after listening to that song. And for each of those big, bold lines, for each of those standout lyrics, we hit pause for people and said, okay, so then can you give me an example of when you tried something and it didn't go well, but you got up and you tried it again? And we just had the most incredible dialogue. And I think that's what's really cool when we give students the space to communicate. As teachers, I think that we have to do this in a very dedicated way. And so I think there's a lot of tension in schools right now, because when are we supposed to do this? How are we supposed to do this? Most schools have something called an advisory, a homeroom, a social and emotional learning time, a morning meeting. These are all words that are essentially synonyms for let's pause for people, let's engage, let's have conversations to help kids be college, career, and life ready. And that starts in elementary, and it should go all the way through high school. But I understand that planning lessons like this can take a lot of time, can take a lot of energy, or maybe your school has curriculum and you try to really engage with kids with it and it's cheesy, it's not meaningful, the kids don't like it, and so you're finding yourself at this tension point. That's exactly why I wrote and released 180 Days of Awesome SEL. this curriculum is fully planned for you, including conversation questions, activities, links, videos, projects, everything that you need in order to have successful social and emotional learning lessons for the entire year. And there's two versions. There's one that's really, really good for lower elementary, and there's one that's really good for upper elementary into middle school. And hell, I'll be honest, I've even used those exact same lessons with high school students. And the cool part about it is there are themes, predictable themes, like Take a Listen Tuesday or Take a Look Tuesday, where we are using songs, we are using pictures, we are using images in order to actually get kids to dialogue. I understand it can take a lot of time to find the right song, to find the right lyric video, to find the right picture. That's why I did it all for you. And so if you are interested in checking this out, you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's Monica, GENTA.com/180SEL, as in social and emotional learning. I'm going to put a direct link for that in the show notes, but I want you to know that these lessons are available to you, and you can literally have your entire curriculum planned for the rest of this year, next year, the next year, and so on and so forth. Engaging, meaningful lessons that I have written as a teacher, for you as a teacher, for your students. Check out monicagenta.com/180SEL to get those checked out. But I will tell you, it's not just Take a Listen Tuesday. There's Monday Motivation, there's Would You Rather Wednesdays, there's Thrilling Thursdays or Throwback Thursdays, there's Fun Times Fridays, every single lesson fully planned, and incredibly engaging themes for students. Now, I will say, when doing Take a Listen Tuesday, there are going to be students who dig really deep into the conversation and really deep into the lyrics. There are going to be students who maybe are not as analytical or not as willing to raise their hand and be courageous and engage. And so what I want you to know is I differentiate, and you should differentiate based off of the age, the ability, and most importantly, the overall vibe that you are picking up from students. So as an example, when I was doing this with third graders, I thought to myself, I think this is going to go better if we listen to the song a second time and get the kids into small groups. So I got the kids into groups of three or four. So we ended up having like five groups of students who, when we listened to the lyric video a second time, they got in circles and they got to have conversation circles around, hey, what lyric did you like? What lyric stood out to you? What do you think that means to you? What do you think that means to us as a class? Where have we seen that lyric or that line actually being used in the real world? And that's a really cool thing. I understand as teachers, sometimes when we're diving into topics that are trying to latch on to hearts of kids and heads of kids, kids process emotions differently. But we do have the ability to differentiate by getting kids into pairs or small groups, depending on how things go. I think we have to rock that no plan plan. And I don't mean that we are walking into morning meeting or SEL every single day being like, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'm going to get it figured out. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am saying is, I know that I'm going to bust out a Take a Listen Tuesday lesson from the 180 Days of Awesome SEL curriculum that I have. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the discussion questions. But if I hear something that really is interesting, if I hear something that catches me off guard, if I hear something that goes in a slightly different direction, I'm going to rock that no plan plan and hit pause and say, okay, let's talk about that for a second. What do you mean by that? Not everything has to be a freaking script, because when it's a script, what ends up happening is we scrap just the overall raw feelings that roll out. And we simply can't do that. And so I did not know when I did the Take a Listen Tuesday with the Try Everything by Shakira that I was going to hit pause and say, you know what, this is really great conversation, but I think we need to listen to it again and get into small groups and really dive in and be willing to share in small groups. Totally worked. I've done the Desiree lesson with You Gotta Be with middle school and high school kids, and we were able to have a full group conversation. We didn't get into separate groups. We didn't get into pairs because the dialogue was flowing so openly. In fact, I want to share with you a quote that I threw out to kids that really engaged well. In the song, You Gotta Be by Desiree, there's a line that says, "Time asks no questions. It goes on without you." That's a really interesting statement, teachers. I want to say that again because this is a huge conversation point that you could have with students. The lyric is, "Time asks no questions. It goes on without you." And I posed that question to students and said, "What do you even think that means?" And I am telling you, for the next 20 to 30 minutes, we heard students' responses. There was some friendly debate. We had kids making connections to their everyday life. We had students laughing. We had students crying. We had students frustrated, but it was all done so in a supportive, controlled, loving environment. And it all came from a song that was popular in the early 90s, Get Down. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about that can be so incredibly important for the social and emotional well-being of our students. Now, one final part to the Desiree song. To end the lesson, I asked students, she says over and over and over again, "You gotta be." And she says, "You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser, you gotta be strong, you gotta be tough, you gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stick together." If you could finish the Desiree lyric, "You gotta be," with one word, what would you choose for yourself? And when I tell you, kids thought long and hard about that. It was really cool. In fact, I want to ask you that, teacher friends. If you are doing a Take a Listen Tuesday SEL advisory morning meeting activity, and I asked you, fill in the 90s lyric from You Gotta Be, ... what one word would you choose? You gotta be patient. You gotta be excited. You gotta be passionate. You gotta be open. You gotta be a good listener. I know that's not one word, but like, what would you choose as the fill-in? Finish that lyric. Because we as adults will hit pause and ponder that, but our kids will too. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying we overcomplicate advisory morning meeting and the social emotional needs of our kids. And what we just need to do is say, "Hey, you want to dive into this conversation question?" It's not a random conversation question like waffles or French toast. That can be cool. And I think our kids need that sometimes. But what if we just simply shifted the conversation in a more strategic way, therefore got better results during that SEL morning meeting advisory time? I hope that you are inspired to try Take a Listen Tuesday with your students. If you want to check out the 180 Days of Awesome SEL curriculum, 180 fully planned lessons for every single day of this school year and next school year, you can go to monicajensa.com/180SEL to get that curriculum for you and your students. I just want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.